Earlier this month, the University of Arkansas School of Art opened their artist studios to the public, allowing visitors to view the work of MFA and post-bac students, as well as four new and refurbished studio spaces where they work. In the sculpture studio, a 33,000-square-foot unassuming warehouse off of Hill Avenue, MFA sculpture student Michael Louis LeBlanc uses a blowtorch to make molds of small ice cream cones, tigers, and okra.
I've kind of finished my requirements for a project, so I got a little open time to do a personal thing.
As onlookers filter through his industrial-looking studio, LeBlanc says the university's art program is unlike any other he's been a part of.
Where I came from before this, we had to share an 8x8 cubicle with four other undergrads. It's really nice. It makes you kind of appreciate where you came from beforehand, and also makes you eager to take full opportunity of what's available here.
In 2017, the Windgate Foundation granted the school $40 million to develop and expand the sculpture studio. This comes on the back of a $120 million gift from the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation, which also covers full tuition for all studio art MFA students. For MFA painting candidate Jody Thompson, the opportunity is invaluable.
It, first of all, just the actual physical space that I have in here, the room I have to work, allows me to make these large-scale paintings. And I love being in the sculpture building, for one, because I have conversations with sculptors. And as a painter dealing with space and abstraction, it's really helpful to be able to talk to actual sculptors who deal physically in space. The fact that I have a studio and downstairs is one of the most amazing wood shops, where I can build and stretch canvases and then just walk them upstairs. Like, it's been like I won the lottery, seriously.
According to Donna Smith Jones, Director of Recruitment and Outreach for the School of Art, the Open Studios helps launch a vital relationship between art students and local artists and audiences outside of the university.
We think by inviting the community members to come in, see our students actually working, that they will have a buy-in for local arts in the community, and also get to know our artists and our students, so that when they graduate, when they start to, you know, exhibit in local galleries and different things like that, that they have a face with a name. So they really have a vested interest in our artists and in our School of Art. For the overall community, the economy and the creative economy in Northwest Arkansas is booming. You know, whether you look at Crystal Bridges, 21C, different local galleries that are opening, the film festivals. So I think it's a really fantastic time for people to be able to express their artistic talents and really tie that back into growing the community overall.
For ceramic students Caitlin McColgan and Sam Mack, the Open Studios help to inform their work as artists.
Well, I think everybody just has, like, a really different studio practice, and it's just nice to see, like, people's solutions for things and then how they kind of are, like, thinking through making or thinking through working.
I think we often see people's work outside of their studio, like, more formally set up. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to see, like, how they're making and what they're surrounding themselves with while they're making. But it's, like, nice to see where certain things are coming from.
Over at the ceramic studio, post-bac student Aisha Bryant sets up a bundle of vibrant clay plantains on her workstation.
Like, for most of the time I've made ceramics, I've made functional pottery and, like, wheel thrown, like, very fancy vases and things like that. And I really wanted to delve more into sculpture, so I've made superimposed, like, melts of glazes that have, like, fancy French pottery with different imagery on top of them, and they kind of break apart and melt upon the forms.
Bryant says the new directions she takes with her work might not have been possible without the facilities and guidance provided by the School of Art.
First of all, it's fantastic. Like, I can just come in and just make whatever I want, use the facilities to, like, my own happiness. And obviously you don't get this kind of opportunity a lot. You can just do, like, they're just like, oh yeah, this follows what you're doing, go for it. And they definitely encourage you to stretch your ability, stretch what you were doing previously, no matter what university you came from. And it's definitely, like, a really vibrant, growing community.
The final stop of the Open Studios tour is the Sugar Gallery. The sleek studio is tucked in the basement of the Pryor Center on the downtown square, past long corridors and several disheveled rooms where art students tinker and muse over their projects. In the atrium, MFA painting candidate Ziba Rajabi chats with friends by a fold-out table. She says opening up these intimate spaces has a real impact on the work of an artist.
I always have like interaction with artists in the art school. And it's really important for me to see what people think about art, which, I mean, who are not in the like art world. I like to see how they perceive art without knowing like anything specific beforehand.
As Jody Thompson puts it, this day is valuable because it allows students to uphold their artistic vision.
It's been more about confirmation that what I'm thinking while I'm painting and what I'm intending is coming across.
For the KUAF Arts Beat, I'm Daniel Carruth.